Shalom to all. Today's daf is the very last daf of Maseches Shavuos, daf Mem Tes, and the very last parak as well. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Memes Har Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the fifth parak we learned all about Shavuos Abikadon. Hashem had denied liability for the thing he was watching, then swore falsely, and we had said that if his Shavua would have pottered him from paying had it not turned out to be false, then he's chayv to bring a carbon asham. He also has to pay the amount he denied and an added chaimesh a fifth. And we're going to learn over here that this is only if he admits to making the false Shavua. And before we discuss a whole bunch of specific cases, first, the Mishnah has to tell us what the different shomer are and what their different levels of chiyuv are. So we can see with each shomer, depending on his claim, depends on if he's actually denying money or not. And so the Mishnah tells us, Arba shomer hein, there are four different shomer, four different watchmen. Shomer chinam v'shoel, noisa sachar v'asoicher. Shomer chinam is a guy watching it for free, he's not getting paid at all. Shoel is the exact opposite, he's borrowing it and he gets to use it for free. Noisa sachar is a guy who's getting paid to watch it. We also sometimes call this a shomer sachar. And a soicher is a renter, he's paying to be able to use the item. And so we talk about them one by one. Shomer chinam, he swears for everything, which means he's potter no matter what happens to it. All he has to do is swear that he wasn't a pasha, he wasn't negligent, and he's totally potter. Vashayel, the exact opposite extreme, the borrower, mishalem esakol, he has to pay for everything no matter what happens to it, even if it's an oinus, he has to pay, except for actually one thing, which is called mesa machas malacha, it died because of the work. And that's because he obviously didn't borrow the cow just to keep it in the barn, he borrowed it so he could use it. So he's potter if it dies because of the work, and that's as long as he used it and didn't abuse it. Moving on, a paid watchman and a renter, Nishbain al Shvur Val Shvuy Val Mesa, they make a Shvua, which means they're potter, if it either became Shvura, which means it got broken, Shvui means it was captured, and Mesa means it died regularly. And again, they just make a Shvua that that's what happened, and they're potter. However, Mishalman Asavet of Saganeva, they have to pay for it if it got lost or stolen. Now we get into all the specific cases. Amal Shemer Chinam, let's say the guy told the Shemer Chinam, Hechan Shari, where's my ox? And Amal the Shemer Chinam responded, Mesa, it died. But really, Vushanishbar Shanishbar Nignavay Avad, one of these things really happened to it. Or the Shemer Chinam said, Nishbar, it broke. But really, Vushamesa Nishbar Nignavay Avad, really one of those things happened to it. Or he said, Nishba was captured, but really, Vuhushamesa Nishbar Nignavay Avad, one of those things really happened to it. Or he said, Nignavay was stolen, Vuhushamesa Nishbar Nishbar Avad. Or he said, Avad, it was stolen, Vuhushamesa Nishbar Nishbar Nignav. In other words, he claimed that one thing happened to it, but really something else happened to it. And then the owner said, Mashbiachani, I make you swear, Va'amar Amen, and the Shem responded, yes, Amen, and it turned out to be a lie. Potter, he's Potter for being a carbon, because he's Potter in all these situations anyway, so even though he lied about what happened to it, it doesn't really make a difference. Whatever did happen to it is something that he's potter for either which way, and so that's why he's potter. Another case, let's say the owner tells the shomer, Hechon Shari, where's my ox? Armor loy, the shomer chinam respond to him, Ein yodea ma tasach, I have no idea what you're talking about, I never got a shor from you. But really, v'hushameso nishbar nishbar nignav avad, one of these things really happened to it, and the owner said, Mashbiachani, I make you swear, v'amar amen, and the shomer chinam says, yes, amen, potter over here is also potter, because again, the thing that really did happen to it is something he's potter for anyway, so he's not chav a carbon. Another example, the owner said, Hechon Shari, where's my ox? Armor loy, the shomer chinam respond to him, avad, it got lost. And then he told him, Mashbiachani, I make you swear, v'amar amen. He says, yes, v'edim e'edim oisai. But here, Edim came along and said, sha'achlai, that the shomer himself ate it. He shechted it, ate it, had a backyard barbecue. So in this case, Mishalam Sakaran, he has to pay for its value. However, ha'edim e'atzmai, if he admitted it on his own, so then Mishalam Karen v'chaimish v'asham, he would have to pay a Karen, which is the original value. Chaimish is the added fifth, and the asham is his carbon for swearing falsely. And therefore, the claim that he made is something he would have been putter for. Turns out that he lied. And here's our first example where we see a difference between Edim and him admitting it on his own. When Edim caught him, so he doesn't have to bring a carbon, but when he admitted on his own, then he has to pay Karen and added Chaimesh and he has to bring carbon Asham. Here's another example. The owner told the Shem Rechinam, Hey Chanchar, where's my ox? For Amalani responded, Nignav, it was stolen. And he said, Mashmiachani, make you swear, Vamar Amen. He says, Yes, Amen. Va'edim Edim, I said, Shiganvai. And then Edim said that he was really the one that stole it. Mishalam Tashlumi Kefal, he has to pay double, and that's based on Josh and Pasuk. However, Haidame Atzma, if he admitted on his own, so Mishalam Karen Chaimesh Asham, here also he pays Karen Chaimesh and Asham. Now, once we're on the case of Gneva, we go on a little bit of a tangent. Amar Lechad Bashuk, let's say one guy goes over to a random fellow in the market and he tells him, Hechon Shoshe Ganafto, where's my ox that you stole? Who I'm married? And the guy says, Lo Ganafti, I didn't steal anything. I don't know what you're talking about. V'edim Edim says Shiganavai, and Edim gave Edos that he did steal it. Misham Tashlumi Kefal, he has to pay double because that's what a Ganav does. He pays double. And Tavachu Machar, if he shechted or sold it, Misham Tashlumi Abrav Chamisha, he has to pay 4 or 5 times payment because that's what you have to do when it's Tavachu Machar. However, let's say, Ra Edim Shemimash Shin Ubain, this guy saw Edim, they were on their way and they're about to testify against him. And Omri quickly says, Ganafti, yeah, I stole it. Avalo Tavachu Macharti, I didn't shecht it or sell it, and Mishalm al Karen, so he only has to pay the Karen because he admitted before the Edim came along. Now back to the case of Shaimrim, Amr L'Shayel. Let's say the owner told the borrower, Hechon Shayel, where's my ox? Amr Loi, the borrower responds, Mem Tesvan Beis on the top, Mase, it died. But what happened? Vushanishbar, Nishbar, Nignai, Avad, really that's what happened. Or the Shayel said, Nishbar, it broke. But really, Vushamase, Nishbar, Nignai, Avad, that's really what happened to it. Or he said, Nishba, it was captured. But really, Vushamase, Nishbar, Nignai, Avad. Or he said, Nignai was stolen. But really, Vushamase, Nishbar, Nishbar, Avad. Or he said, Avad, it was stolen. And no matter what he said and what really happened to it, the owner said, Mashbiach Hani Mekui swear. If Amar responded, Amen, yes, Pater in all his cases, Pater, because anyway, he's a Shail and he's Chayiv for this. So it doesn't really make a difference that he lied in his claim of what happened to it, since either which way he's Chayiv to pay for it, he's not Chayiv for making a false Shvuah. Let's say the owner told the Shail, Hey Chan Shail, where's my ox? Amar Lehi told him, Ani Yodea Matasach, I don't know what you're talking about. I never got a Shar from you. And one of these things really happened to it. So in this claim of his, he was trying to Pater himself from paying. And then the owner said, Mashbiach Hani Mekui swear. Amar Amen, he responded, Yes, Amen, Chayiv is Chayiv for a carbon over here. Because again, he tried to Pater himself with this claim of his that I don't know what you're talking about, and that's why you'd be chayav a karbon. On to the next set of shaimrim. Let's say the owner said to the shaimer sacher or to the renter, Hey Chan Shayer, where's my ox? And normally he responded as follows, Mesa died, but Vahusha Nishbar Nishba, really that's what happened to it. Or he said Nishbar, it broke. Vahusha Mesa Nishba, really that happened to it. Or he said Nishba was captured, but Vahusha Mesa Nishbar, really that's what happened to it. Now, in all these three claims that we just mentioned, he would be putter in all these situations, both in what really happened to it and what he claimed happened to it, he'd be putter from paying in all the situations. Moving on to the exact opposite extreme, let's say the Shem responded, Nignav, it was stolen, Vuhusha Avid, but really it was lost. Or he said, Avid, it was lost, but really Vuhusha Nignav, it was stolen. And once again, the owner said, Mashbiach, and he make you swear, Va'amr Amin, he said, Yes, Pater over here also. In all these cases, he's Pater from a carbon because his false claim of his that he swore about wasn't trying to Pater him from money that he would have had to pay had he said the truth. Either he would have had to pay anyway, or he wouldn't have had to pay anyway. So that's why he's Pater from a carbon in all these cases. However, let's say the Shem responded, Mace, I nishbar, I nishba, that's what happened to it, but really, Vuhusha Nignav, I Avad, it was stolen or lost. So in this case, he's trying to Pater himself from paying mamnis with his claim. And the owner said, Mashbiach Hani, make you swear for Amar Amin. He says, Yes. So Chayiv, he's Chayiv to bring a carbon because of his claim of his. But let's say he said, Avad or Nignav, it was stolen or lost. Vahu Shemesa Nishba Nishba, but really, it actually died or got broken or captured. And he said, Mashbiach Hani, Amar Amin, Pater, he's Pater for making a Shvuah. And Zach called this rule, says the Mishnah, even though we already know this, call Mishanim Chayiv Chayiv and Pter Lapter, and Pter Lachayiv, Pater. Anyone who changes and lies about what really was, but it was anyway from one Chayiv to another Chayiv, or from one Pter to another Pter, or from Pter to Chayiv, which means he really would have been Pater had he said the truth, but he ended up lying about what happened, and that lie of his, he's Chayiv to pay. So in all these situations, when he's caught in the lie of the Shvuah, he's Pater from being a Karbon. However, Mechayiv Liptur, Chayiv, if he really would have been Chayiv, and then he changed, and he lied, and the Shvuah is about something that he would have been Pater for, so then he's Chayiv to bring a Karbon. And Zakal, this is the rule, Kol Nishba L'Hakalat Mechayiv, L'Hachmer L'Hatz Mepater, if he made a Shvuah to try to be Makel on himself, so he's Chayiv a Karbon, but if he made a Shvuah, and anyway, based off of that, he's going to be Machmer on himself, so then he's Pater for a Karbon for that false Shvuah. And the Gemara begins by asking, Matan Arba Shaimrim, who's the Matan of this Mishnah of four Shaimrim? So Rav Nachman Amar Arba Ravua, he says, Rav Meir, he eats Rav Meir. So Amar Rav Nachman, Mika Tana to Lesla Arba Shaimrim, is there a Tana that doesn't hold of these four Shaimrim? What does that mean? That Rav Meir holds these four Shaimrim? Mashma, somebody else doesn't hold of this. Amar Lehi, he responded, No, Hachikam Rilacha, this is what I'm saying to you. Matan to Amar Seichakanas to Seichadami, who's the Tana of our Mishnah who holds that a Seichar renter has the same din as a Shaimr Sachar? It's on this Amar Arba Ravua that Rav Meir, he eats Rav Meir. Asking more of Rav Meir, we heard the exact opposite from Rav Meir, that not, it's really the time we have a braisa, soicher ketzim mishalim, who does a soicher pay like? What type of shomer is a soicher, a renter? Rav Meir, I'm a shomer chinam, Rav Yehuda, I'm a kenosu sachar. So we see very clearly that it's Rav Meir who holds that a soicher is like a shomer chinam, not a shomer sachar. So the answer is no, Rabbi Ravua, ipchatani. Rabbi Ravua taught the opposite, so no question. Then we ask a different question though, hani arba havu, shleisha havu. How could we even say in the Mishnah these are the four shomerim? It's really three shomerim, it's not four. So Amar Nachbar Yitzchak, the answer is no, arba shomerim, it's four different shomerim, four different people that have this animal or this item for one reason or another, but v'dinehen shloisha, you're right. They only have three dinim, not four, because as we said, shomer sachar and soicher have the same din, so it's four different shomerim, but three dinim. Now we quote a bunch of snippets from the Mishnah, amar l'shomer chinam v'chulu, heichon shayri v'chulu, amar l'echad b'shok v'chulu, amar l'shomer v'chulu, heichon shayri, amar loy in yedia matasach v'chulu, and now we get a clarity on all this in the Mishnah, amar Rav, Rav says, v'kulin p'turin m'shvuas shomerin, b'v'chayav m'shum shvuas bitoy, all these are pata from shvuas shomerin, but they're chay for shvuas bitoy. In other words, even though we've been saying in the Mishnah, Pater, that means he's Pater from bringing a carbon asham because of the false shvuas hapikadar and the false shvuas shaimrim. But says Rav, they're still chayv to bring a carbon oily v'yarid for being over shvuas bitoy, whereas a Shmuel, Shmuel says, after Mishum shvuas bitoy, they're even Pater for shvuas bitoy. Now, but Mike Mavgi, what's a machlaikas? So must be because Shmuel Sava Shmuel holds lasa b'la'ba, that this false shvuah they made can't be made in the future, can't be a future tense shvuah. It's only about what happened in the past, and therefore it doesn't fit in the category of shvuas bitoy. Whereas Rav, so Rav holds isi b'la'vehain, that it is a shvuah that could be made both in the positive and the negative, meaning you can make a shvuah about the yes, or you can make a shvuah about the no, so it does still fall in the category of shvuas bitoy. Asking more of a fligu b'cha de zimno. They already argued about this once. The itmar was stated, we learned this earlier in the Masechta, if a person said, shvuah shazark plenit tzor aliyam, shvuah that that guy threw a rock into the sea, shvuah shaloi zarak, we made a shvuah that the guy didn't throw it. So Rav Amar Chayev, Rav says he's chayev for shvuas bitoy if it was false, and Shmuel Amar Potter, Shmuel says he's Potter. Why is that? Because Rav Amar Chayiv, Rav is Chayiv, the Isa B'Lav Hain, this is a Shvuah that can be made in Lav and Hain. He could say the guy did throw it or he didn't throw it. Whereas a Shmuel Amar Potter, Shmuel says he's Potter. Why? The last blah blah. Because this can't be made in the future tense. He can't say that that guy will throw a rock into the sea. How is he supposed to know what the guy will or won't do? He can't force the guy to do something like that. Therefore, it's not considered a Shvuah's Bitoy. So we already have this Machlekas Rav and Shmuel earlier in the Masechta. What do we need to have the same Machlekas over here in our Mishnah? And the answer is Tzricha, it's still necessary. If we only had that case, I might say Rav over there holds it is a Shvuah's Bitoy. That's because he's making a Shvuah on his own. But in the case of our Mishnah, the Beidin Mishtabah Ilay, it's Bezdin making the Shomer take a Shvuah, I might say that he agrees to Shmuel that it does not fit in the category of Shvuah's Bitoy. Because Rav Ami, just like Rav Ami says, Kol Shvuah Shadayonim Ashbinoi saw, any Shvuah that Dayonim make a person take, ain't Chayav on all Mishum Shvuah's Bitoy. He cannot be Chayav for Shvuah's Bitoy because of that. And that's why Rav Dafka over here has to say that no, I don't agree with that. And he still could be Chayav for Shvuah's Bitoy, even though Bezdin made him take the Shvuah, Vietmar Baha. And if we only had this case, I might say Baha Kamar Shmuel, that it's only in this case Shmuel holds it doesn't fit on the Shvuah's Bitoy, because we just said Bezdin made him take the Shvuah. Avol Bahach Emu Moedle LeRav. But in that case, about the guy throwing the rock into the sea, I might say that he agrees to Rav because the guy took the Shvuah on his own. Tzricha, that's why we need to have the Machlekas over there as well. Now we explain what we just mentioned. Gufa Amar Vami, Rav Ami just said, Kol Shvuah Shadayanim Ashbinoi saw, any Shvuah that Dayanim make the guy take, Ein Ba Mishum Shvuah's Bitoy, it doesn't fall under the category of Shvuah's Bitoy. Why is that? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Oy Nefesh Kisi Shavah Levatibis Vasayim, if a person made a Shvuah Levatibis Vasayim, that's a Shvuah's Bitoy. We've had this Pasuk many times earlier in the Masechta, and what do we learn from here? Rashi actually adds in two words to the Girsa, the Kisi Shava of the Pasuk means Me'atzmai, he made it on his own, and not that somebody else made him take the Shvuah. And this is Kidur Rish Lakish, just like Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, Ki, Mishnamish Ba'arba L'shaynes, the word Ki in any Pasuk could mean one of four things. E, Dilma, Ella, Daha. E means if, Dilma means perhaps, Ella means but, and Daha means because. And according to Rav Ami, the word Ki means if, meaning when the Pasuk says, Nefesh Kisi Shava, it's telling us a person, if he makes a Shvuah, meaning he has the choice to make it, not that Bezdin forced him to take the Shvuah. And it's only in this situation that if he made the Shvuah on his own accord and it turned out to be false, he could be chai for Shvuah's Bitoy, but not if Bezdin told him to make it. Rav holds not like that. He says that the word ki in this pasuk means because, nefesh kisi shava, because he swore falsely, he's chayiv. And that implies even if he was forced by Bezdin to swear, it's still considered Shvuah's Bitoy. Now we see as far just like Rav, Rebbe Lazar says, kulam p'tur mishum Shvuah's Shayman, b'chayavin mishum Shvuah's Bitoy, that all these people that we mentioned in the Mishnah, they're potter for Shvuah's Shayman, but they are chayiv for Shvuah's Bitoy. But I would just explain, chutz mi'ere dea mata sach to shayl, except for the case of the shayl, when he says, I don't know what you're talking about, meaning he basically denies the entire thing, and then he admits, or Ugneva Veda, in the case of Ugneva Veda, specifically by the last two Shaimrim of a Shaimr Sachar and a Sachar, meaning the thing they had was really stolen or lost, but they claimed something else, let's say that it died or was captured, and they tried to pot to themselves with that. In these situations, Shu Chayiv, the Shaimr would be Chayiv for making that false Shvuah. Why is that? Shekfar Mamon, because they were Chayiv for Mamonis, they were trying to pot to themselves with this claim of theirs, and therefore, since they're Chayiv Shvuah Shaimrim, they're not Chayiv for Shvuah's Bitoy. Hajjal Acharba Shaimrim, Uslikal Mesach Shvuahs, Mazor finishing the last parak of the Masechta, and of course the entire Masechta together, just like we're going to finish this Masechta together, we should be going to finish all of Shas together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning the brand new Masechta, Masechta Avodah Zarah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.